don't know what you put me through.
Three final selections this morning from the Roaches, one each from their three albums. In fact, we heard the Hammond song, One Season, and On the Road to Fairfax County, that one written by David Massengill. Congratulations to the Roaches for selling out those eight shows at the Bottom Line over two weekends. We thank them for their participation here last December as part of the Caroling Carolers, and we look forward to a visit from them again upon the release of their new album later in 1984. 10:23 at 102.7. We'll pick up our springtime theme right after these messages.
Maxi and LaShine Nail and Nail. I found the nails I was looking for. Shine at last and last. Max Factor makes your beauty come to life. I found the nails I was looking for.
Maxi needs more.
Maxi from Max Factor.
Maxi needs more.
On the run, working hard, and hunger grabs you by the arm. Packed with lots of peanuts, Snickers satisfies you. Snickers satisfies you. Peanuts, nougat, caramel too. Creamy milk chocolate that satisfies you. Snickers satisfies you.
Packed with peanuts, Snickers really satisfies. Official snack food of the 1984 Olympic Games.
Who's Eddie Van Halen's favorite guitar player? Alan Holdsworth. And who's everybody's favorite fusion keyboard player? Jeff Lorber. See Alan Holdsworth IOU and the Jeff Lorber Fusion in concert Friday, March 23rd at Town Hall. Alan Holdsworth, the guitar genius you've heard with Bill Bruford, UK, and Jean-Luc Ponty. Jeff Lorber, bringing his percolating rhythms back to New York. Alan Holdsworth IOU plus the Jeff Lorber Fusion, Friday, March 23rd. Tickets at Town Hall and Ticketron.
Don't miss Alan Holdsworth IOU and the Jeff Lorber Fusion, Friday, March 23rd at Town Hall. Tickets at the Town Hall box office, all Ticketron outlets, and with credit cards by calling 944-9300. Pete Fornitale on Mixed Bag this Sunday morning. We are expecting a visit shortly from Roger McGuinn. In the meantime, this is our spring preview show. And as a result, we got some rousers for you here at WNEW-FM. See, it don't hardly matter if you get spring fever in December or in August. Of course, though, I guess it works at its best when it arrives right on schedule around this time of year. First day of spring, of course, is Tuesday. That is also Earth Day, a fact we have been celebrating throughout the program today. And one other fact we are celebrating at the program today is the arrival of an old friend. This might even qualify as our fourth annual.
That's right.
Roger McGuinn update. My God, it does go back now. 81, 2, 3, and 4.
That's it.
How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great.
We dragged you out of bed, I know.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Is the heart pumping?
Uh-huh, it's getting there.
And the vocal cords?
Yeah, the vocal cords are, I think they'll be just right for the song I had in mind.
All right, you want to get right to it and see what we can come up with?
Okay, it's an old Bessie Smith blues. You've probably heard it a million times. I used to hear it when I hung out at the Gate of Horn in Chicago. Called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Oh, yeah.
All my money I didn't care. Carried my place to go. Never get my hands on a dollar again. I'm gonna hold on to it till that eagle grin. Nobody knows when you're down and out. In your pockets is not a penny, and all your good friends you haven't any. But when I get back on my feet again, everybody's gonna wanna be my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pockets is not a pen, and all your good friends, you haven't any. But when I get back on my feet again, everybody's gonna wanna be my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you. Nobody wants to be your friend. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I said, nobody knows you.
Roger, I must say you put the feeling in that one like you've been there.
Yes, sir, I have.
Not currently, we hope and we know.
Not in the last couple of years, but I have been there.
You've been going through the closets and lifting up the piano seats to find material to dig out for this go-around?
Well, that one, I went to the Old Town School of Folk Music when I was living in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And my little brother, Brian, went there too after me. And I was recently in Tucson over Christmas seeing my folks. And my brother brought out his songbook from the Old Town School of Folk Music. And I said, oh, this is great. I just went through all these old songs that I'd forgotten. And one of them was Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. And there's a whole wealth of them that I took the book home and like Xeroxed it, you know, so I'd have a copy.
And you put your act together for this spring tour.
Well, I just I took that one song for it.
How is it going? This is quite an unusual arrangement this time around, is it not? If only because of the rather unique semi-reunion that takes place every couple of dates. From your perspective, Roger, what's the tour like?
Well, it's really good. It's for everybody. It's David Crosby is a headliner, and I'm second on the bill. And sometimes Rick Roberts opens the show, and sometimes I'm the opener. And so far, it's been discrete acts. I mean, it's like everybody's doing a solo act, and there's no interchange, no getting together at the end of the show for a hootenanny or whatever.
Might that change by the time this weekend rolls around? I mean, is there any
I would
hope
like to see
that?
It, frankly. I don't know. It's kind of up to David. You know, the schedule hasn't really permitted us to get together. He's been running late with his bus, having technical problems, you know, bus breaking down and stuff like that. And so it really hasn't come together, but it could.
Yeah, we got 5 days here between this Sunday where we're sitting and Friday night at the Beacon Theater, where an extra surprise for everyone is the appearance of John Sebastian as a special guest star. Had you encountered John in any performing situations in your early days in New York, Roger? I don't think I ever asked you that.
John and I used to hang out together in the Village. In fact, he turned me on to little blue glasses.
Ah, he's the one.
Yeah. He was wearing these little antique round cobalt blue glasses.
Right.
And I said, let me try those. And he did. And I looked up at the streetlights and they looked better, you know. And that was the idea. That, you know, it's like just sort of something like an optical effect. And so after I got out in the West Coast, I needed glasses anyway. And so I thought, well, I'll just get some of these little antique-like frames and have some dark lenses put in them, like my old friend John.
Those were prescription granny glasses?
Yes, they were. That was the whole idea. It was like a way to get around wearing glasses.
Do any of the originals still exist? I mean, do you have a closet or a drawer somewhere?
No, the last pair of them blew off on a motorcycle down in the Bahamas.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. An artifact of rock and roll history, Roger. You should have been more careful.
Well, they're somewhere on the side of the road around Nassau.
We'll find them.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to John for a second, you had a personal relationship, obviously. Did it ever spill over into musical areas?
Well, John was... he was like he had a separatist attitude. You know, I remember one time he was doing a gig in New Jersey, and I said, "Can I come with you?" And he said, "No." So I said, "Okay, you know, gee." You know. And so he got, you know, his group together, the Jug Band, which later turned into
Spoonful.
Spoonful, yeah. Woman Spoonful. And I'd see them when they come out to California. We'd go and watch their gig and everything, and but you know, we knew each other, but it wasn't a real close relationship.
Mm-hmm. How about you and David? There had been some time between you, as we all know, a good number of years, I guess, maybe since that reunion album, in fact. Uh-huh. Might that have been your last dealings prior to this go-around?
That's right. Well, actually, no, there was a period there where David was sitting in with us when McGuinn Clark and Hillman was getting together.
Ah.
We started it was me and Gene at first, and then I think at that point, when it was McGuinn and Clark, and we were playing the Boarding House in San Francisco, David came in, and he played a couple of nights, you know, coming in and sing at the end of the show with us. And then when Chris joined the group, he joined us at the Roxy, and Stephen Stills joined us, and it was like a real a neat kind of thing.
And David today, is he behaving himself?
Well, he's better. He's better than he was.
And the shows are being received well, would you say?
Yes, they're being received very well. It's going over great.
Don't tell me you're doing another Rolling Thunder review and stealing the show from these veterans, are you?
I don't know. I leave, so I don't see what happens at the end.
Well, we will all see on Friday night at the Beacon Theater as John Schur, in cooperation with WNEW-FM, presents Mixed Bag in Concert Volume 1, starring David Crosby, Roger McGuinn, Rick Roberts, and special guest star this go-around, John Sebastian. As a special bonus to our Sunday morning listeners, Mixed Bag is offering an opportunity for you to win tickets to the show and dinner beforehand with yours truly, and for one of those especially lucky listeners, a 12-string Guild guitar to be presented by Roger McGuinn.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
I will actually have played it
on stage at the Beacon and turned over to the the winner.
I thought that wouldn't really be fair to play it.
Great idea. Yeah. Great idea. Well, everybody, all you have to do is send postcards with your name and address and telephone number to Mixed Bag, care of WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. Do it as soon as you can. This will be the absolute last announcement about it. So this is truly last chance time. But no matter what, don't miss the excitement at the Beacon Theater on Friday, March 23rd, with David and Roger and Rick and John and a whole gang of you out there. I'm sure looking forward to it. 5 days away. Roger, I got a bit of business to take care of, and maybe you could honor us with another selection? Okay, here we go.
Sunday, walk into any Disco Mat store and it becomes Super Sunday with these incredible Sunday only specials. The hot soundtrack from the smash movie Footloose, only $5.99. Luther Vandross, Busybody, only $4.99. Weird Al Yankovic in 3D, only $4.99. Sunday only at Disco Mat. And that's not all. Disco Mat has major brand VHS T120 blank videotape, only $5.99. Plus Trading Places VHS or Beta video cassette, $34.95. Available Sunday only. Discomat with 6 locations in Manhattan and New Jersey. Discomat with the service and selection you need and the prices you're gonna love, especially on Sunday.
Hi, I'm David from Eardrum Audio and Video in Nanuet, New York. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Eardrum will hold a spectacular hi-fi and video sale. Eardrum offers the largest assortment of the world's best brands of audio and video components at the best prices anywhere. Eardrum's fame is spreading as Eardrum's business spirals ever upward. Our customers know that Eardrum offers top quality, knowledgeable help, and the ultimate in value. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Eardrum's spectacular sale goes beyond our everyday top value policy to prove to you that in quality audio and video, there is no other store like Eardrum.
Eardrum, Route 59, Nanuet, New York, just 20 minutes from the George Washington Bridge. For tremendous savings on top quality audio and video, you can't beat Eardrum. They're Greater New York's number one quality audio and video value center. Don't miss Eardrum's spectacular hi-fi and video sale today. Call Eardrum now at 914-623-3983. That's 914-623-3983. Roger, we should let the people know that both you and David are scheduled to appear on one of the local New York television news shows tomorrow afternoon. That one being live at 5 on WNBC from 5 until 6 o'clock. That should be interesting. Have you done that kind of promotion along the way?
Well, I just did one in Boston. I did live on 4, which is the same kind of thing.
Same sort of thing. And David's presence varies on a case-to-case basis.
Yeah, David didn't make it for that one. That was a day that his bus was broken down and the storm was really strong.
Well, that's right. You did hit some of that New England type...
Yeah, I didn't. I was, well, the storm hit us, but we were already in town for that. But, yeah, that was fun. It was really a pretty storm.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't interfere with the journeyman job at hand.
Right.
Get those musicians to the auditorium. I guess that's the bottom line. What would you like to do for us?
I was going to do Up to Me.
Oh, great. Yeah. Sure.
Your bluebird sing. Now somebody got to show the hand. Anytime it's an enemy, I know that you're long gone. Guess it must be up to me. If I thought about it, I never would have done it. Guess I would have let it slide. If I'd lived my life, I would have been so thick as this heart inside of me would have died. I was just too stubborn to ever be governed by enforced insanity. Well, somebody had to find your trail. I guess it was up to me. TV Central is pulling out in New York, it's all in gloom. Got me one good shirt left and it smells like stale perfume. In 14 months I've only smiled once and I didn't do it consciously. When the dog come over the river bridge, I knew it was up to me. Well, the only decent thing I did was when I worked as a postal clerk. The hung your pictures down off the wall near the cage where I used to work. I was a fool who got to try to protect your identity. He left a little burned out, my friend. I thought it might be up to me. So if we never meet again, baby, remember me. This old time melody, and there's
just 12 string on my knee and play for you for free. Well, nobody else could play the song, I guess it was up to me.
What is most amazing to me is how well songs that we are familiar with in their produced versions from some of your albums, either as a solo or in a group situation, how they sound just terrific when you scale it down to just your voice and the acoustic.
Oh, thank you.
Really marvelous. What material of yours this go around, Roger, is getting the strongest response? Does it change from venue to venue, or are you singling out a couple of things that just do it every time?
Well, Chestnut Mirror is always gets a good reaction.
Yeah,
Chestnut Mirror, and I guess all the old, you know, like Tambourine Man and Turn, Turn, Turn. Yeah, One More Chance has been going well.
Ah.
I've been doing that live, and I get the audience to sing on it.
Well, yeah, I saw that happen. I guess you were down at the Bottom Line last fall.
Right.
In just that kind of setting, and it was really stirring.
Thank you. It's
nice to know that one guy standing up there and one can still put that kind of energy and force across.
Well, so, I learned it from Pete Seeger, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, when the master
right.
is the right one, the benefits wear off, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I must thank you publicly for something that has just slipped my mind to do so the last couple of times you were here. I don't know if you're aware, but one of the mainstays of this program in the last year and a couple of months has been the guest artist segment, in which there is an interview portion but also a performance portion, and that concept was directly inspired by your very generous visits here back in 81 and 82 when we weren't doing such things on any kind of a regular basis. And I remember sitting in this very room with you like this, 6 feet
right,
apart,
right.
watching you do on one occasion a version of Chestnut Mare, uh-huh. and on another occasion, I think, Mr. Tambourine Man, we had brought it full circle.
Uh-huh.
You said you used to do it as a folk song, then of course it became what it was,
right.
and now you were doing it acoustically again. And all during those two occasions, the wheels are spinning in my brain that, hey,
this is fun.
This is fun, and this should be happening on a regular basis somewhere.
Live radio.
Why not?
Yeah.
Here,
uh-huh.
you know. I think, I don't know why this story comes to mind, but one of the first radio experiments back in Pittsburgh when KDKA was just about to go on the air was this General Electric engineer, a guy by the name of Dr. Frank Conrad, and he had a little transmitter set up in his garage. And instead of sending teletype messages,
mm-hmm.
he realized that you could send voice or music.
Uh-huh.
And so he'd put aside a few hours each evening to read items from the newspaper and to do sports results. And when things got dull, he'd take out his violin and play some music for these people who had their crystal sets all over the Pennsylvania area. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it is a medium that was founded on live radio, then right. got very much away from it in uh-huh. recent years. And this is some small attempt to bring it back a little bit. But again, I think that it was your inspiration that led to this series, which has seen quite a number of people. I'll show you the list a bit later
on. That's great. Well, I'm really proud to be associated with it.
Well, I know you enjoy it too, so I don't feel half as bad about dragging you out of the sack at 10 o'clock on a on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I know that you're continuing to write new things all of the time. In fact, one that you did for us on your last visit has just stuck in my mind.
Oh, good.
I've played a couple of times since, without your permission actually, but a couple of times since on programs where I felt it lent something special to what we were doing. We did a show last 4th of July called Portrait of America in Song. And in choosing the things that I felt had to be incorporated, I remembered that song of yours called Sweet Memories. I think it was
right.
Hot off the presses last spring.
Right.
Has it worked its way into your repertoire?
Yes, I've been doing it on dates where I have some more time than, well, you know, if I'm opening up, sometimes I do 45 minutes and I don't throw it in, but when I do my own show, I definitely do it. And it's, you know, it's my song about how much I love the road.
Uh-huh. I know it involves a bit of a stretch vocally.
Right, and so if I can't make that note, I'll just knock it off and, and sing the next note down. You know?
Fair enough. I'm delighted that the fourth annual Roger McGuinn Update finds you in good voice and excellent spirits. Roger and David Crosby will be appearing tomorrow afternoon on Live at 5, Channel 4, between 5 and 6 o'clock. And then, of course, the week is capped off with the exciting Mixed Bag in Concert Volume 1 Friday night at the Beacon Theater, starring David Crosby, Roger McGuinn, Rick Roberts, and special guest star John Sebastian. You can be sure I'll be there as well, and we hope to see a lot of you. Have a great week in town, Roger.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
We'll see you on Friday night.
Okay.
It turned out to be another fun and fast-paced morning on Mixed Bag. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know I did. My thanks to Roger for coming by this morning. This is Pete Fornatale. I hope you'll join us at the Beacon on Friday night. Get those postcards in for a chance at tickets and dinner and that Guild guitar. The address is Mixed Bag, care of WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. Postcards only, please, with your name, address and phone number. We'll either see you Friday night or next weekend right here at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York. Stay tuned for Earl Bailey and FM.
Lives 102.7 WNEW-FM, New York. Last night, it's